that, but just wait for that to happen. Let's take out Masquerade. I want to go over a couple of things in Masquerade. First one being 9, 10, 11, 12. Measure 13. Let's go to measure 12. We'll go 13 plus 1. Okay, 12 and 13 plus 1. So measure 12, measure 13, and into the first note of measure 14. All right, let's try it. 1, 2, ready, go. It's the right place. Okay, baritones. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, da-da. So you're crescendoing. 1, 2, 3, 4, do-dit, do-dit, tenuto, staccato. 1, 2, ready, go. Plus one. Okay? One more time. 1, 2, ready, go. Now, mellophones and low brass. Your attack on count two in the second measure that you're playing your entrance, can that be a decrescendo? Da da do do do. Da da do do do. Okay, so it's a decrescendo bringing us back to the soprano melody. Okay, let's try that. So make sure you crescendo this first four count note. You guys can release on one. Okay? One, two, ready, go. One, two, three, four. Yep, again. Okay, first note, those people that have the first note, soprano and baritone and tuba. Ready, go, first note. Let me just hear up to your attack in the second measure. So be one, two, three, four, dot. One, two, three, four, breath. One, two, ready, go. Again, one, two, ready, go. Two, ready, go. Okay, and then from there, the next note should be at that same dynamic, and then decrescendo right away. Okay, let's try it, everybody. Shape this first four count note. One, two, ready, go. Okay, can you circle that or whatever so you remember to do that?
So question.
Yeah.
Chronos are at 14. Are we matching their dynamic when they hit, or are we up at a mezzo forte again?
You're going to be at a mezzo forte. Some of this I want to take when we have everybody here, because I don't want some of them.